Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Father Bonaventure Nyaha, but you can call me Father Bona. I am from Benin Republic, a country in the West Africa. After my ordination, I was sent to Malawi, Zambia, where I worked for 9 years. Now, 2 years now, I am working in Ghana as a pastor and also helping some seminarians who are studying theology to become priests. I am grateful to God, to the bishop, to your pastor or your administrator, and to Father Neil, who have allowed me since yesterday to be in your parish to share my experience, to share the word of God with you. My visit here has two dimensions. The first one is to share about the universality of the church. And for that one, it is very good that we should all be aware that the Catholic Church, wherever we are, is one and universal. The readings that we have heard today are the same readings that has been read in Ghana, has been read in Togo, in Benin, everywhere in the world. We share the same Eucharist, and I'm very privileged to be here from Benin, Malawi, Zambia, Ghana, and today to be in your church, to be celebrating the Eucharist with you, to be sharing. It is something great that I don't want to take it for granted, and I don't wish you also to take it for granted. And the readings of today are about hospitality. We see in the first reading, Abraham welcoming the angels. He did not know who they are, but he did not allow them to pass by without them coming into his house and getting something. We see in the gospel, Martha and Mary welcoming Jesus in their house. Martha, burdened with a lot of work, Mary is sitting by his side listening. They have welcomed Jesus, and I have felt welcome since I have come to this house. Both of them, Martha and Mary, are serving the same Lord in different ways. Mary is listening, is more with heart with Christ. Martha is busy, worried how she could serve better the Lord. That's why many of us, we have a different way of approaching the Lord. We have different way of serving. But I have chosen a way of the missionary to serve the Lord. And that has made me to come here today, even if I live far away, to be with you and to share with you the way I have chosen to live and to serve my Lord. And I am a Komboni missionary priest. And Komboni missionaries are a congregation founded by St. Daniel Komboni, an Italian bishop who was the first bishop of Africa. We are in 42 different countries, working mostly in evangelizing people who are left by themselves, the poor and the most marginalized people. We usually go where nobody wants to go, and we are happy to do that. We go, we start churches, we build clinics, schools, and we do our best to present the love of God. And there is the first song, the entrance song of today, say that we need to make our house a house of love. And that's what we try to do everywhere we go. It is a wonderful experience of faith to be loving and to show love to people. And thanks to God, God has always been with us, protecting us and guiding us. I want to tell you just what happened 2 days before I came here, to tell you how people are more interested and how they feel touched, but also they need our help. 2 days before I could travel, because I announced in the parish that I will be away for a couple of weeks, then there is one girl called Cecilia, whom we used to help for her tuition at school. Cecilia called me, "Father, I need to speak to you. I resisted because I needed to go. But she insisted, and I invited her to come. She came with her mother and her sister. Upon coming, I asked, "What is the matter?" Cecilia said, "Father, we have come to say thank you for all the good things that you have been doing to our family, especially for me, for helping me to go to school. We are very grateful. But there is one thing that I want to ask more, and I want my mother to share with you." I turned to the mom and I asked her, "Please speak to me." That woman couldn't speak. She remained quiet for about 2 minutes, but just shedding her tears. She was literally crying. I had to go back to her daughter. "Cecilia, what's the matter? Tell me." And it turns out that for 2 days, that family did not have food in their house. I felt bad, very bad. Thanks to God and to the help that we received from you, I was able to help. And I could see a smile on the face of these people who came. They left home happily, but that image remained in my mind as I was traveling all the way from Ghana to the United States. And I wish I could have all the means to be able to help all those people so that they are not able to shed tears before me anymore. They are able to become independent. They are able to have a life for themselves. They are able to do something good that can help themselves. And Cecilia's case, my brothers and sisters, is one of the many that we face daily in our missionary work. Despite all many other difficulties, this morning I was sharing about the lion issue, but there we are in the field. Where I'm working now, many of the people are not going to work. The youth are jobless. 75% of them don't have any guidance. They are more involved in substance abuse. Women are illiterate. What can we do to help? Besides the school fees that we are already paying for some people to go to school, which costs $400 per year, besides the borehole that we built for them in order to give drinking waters to them, we are planning to start some cooperatives where we can bring women together to teach them some skills, to help them so that they can know how to read a bit and also learn some skills that can help them as a group to start some income-generating project that can help them to move from dependency to independence. And I need your help to do that. For one woman to be able to attend and to enter in that project, with $20, she could be able to pay those and to buy those materials that she needs in order to start learning the skills, to buy a book and to learn a bit of English so that she may be able to read things and be able to understand as she moves. $20 could help a woman to move forward, to have a smile on her face, to have hope, to have love, and to experience the love of God in her life. That's why I'm here today, my brothers and sisters, to appeal to you so that all of us can exercise our discipleship. You may not be able to serve Jesus like me in that particular way of going to them, but you may be in your own house and serve differently by being like Mary, sitting by the Lord, listening to his word. And when you listen to his word, you pray for all those who are on the field. Pray for all those who are struggling. Pray for all those who have sacrificed their lives for the sake of the gospel. But also support with the needs that we have. And that will make you as equal missionaries as those who are on the field, who are on the ground and doing anything. The second collection today will be for that work that we company missionaries are doing in different countries 42 countries all over the world. If you want to write a check, write it in the name of the parish. For sure, I believe they are going to forward it to the right office so that it reaches us. Thank you very much for everything that you will be doing for that cause. Thank you for being my Martha. Thank you for being Mary. Thank you for being Abraham, for welcoming me and being with you this weekend. It is a joyful experience, and I will invite you to pray for us. And be assured that I will not forget you, and the Combodi missionaries will keep praying for you. If any of you wish to come to visit us in Ghana, you are most welcome. Just contact me, then we are going to organize a trip for you. Even as a parish, you can make an organized kind of trip. You contact me, then we see how we can make you have a different experience of love in this world. May God bless you. Thank you very much.